I feel crazy.
Yeah.
I feel crazy and I sound crazy.
Yeah. I think that's a very accurate description of today.
It's not doing the weird buzzing thing, right?
No. Nope. We're all good. You want to give it the...
Sup, dorks.
Oh, Jesus, it's going to be a long one.
Oh, okay.
So someone was partying last night.
Yeah, we went to bed.
It's like, sup, dorks.
Sorry if I sound like I'm 80. We went to bed at 4:30.
That's pretty... Wow. Wow.
So...
I was awake at that time.
While some people were waking up, I was going to bed.
Yeah.
Shout out, Abby. Thank you. Okay. High and low of the week. Let's do it. You're going to go first.
Okay.
Because I need water.
I think a good high for me is I enjoyed the fact that we got the 15-day bike pass with the city bikes this week.
We need to use that.
Yeah. Now we can unlock the city bikes for free. Which it usually is for something, $4.99, and then you have to pay an additional 39 cents. What's going on? It's all weird.
My headphones are fucked up. It's fine. Continue.
Okay. Anyways, now it's a free unlock, and you get 45 minutes for free. So we pretty much have free bikes for 15 days, and then I'm gonna cancel it because then it's $250,000.
Whoa. Yeah, And we're like skipping around, but we went biking.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to go biking, but Zave's here. My brother's here.
Yeah.
And so we tried to go to Astoria Park and we tried to bike there to be like cool and savvy and fun.
Didn't work.
No.
Nope.
I tried to sit on a basket. I tried to sit on a seat with them.
It just didn't work because I was going to kill us. Yeah. Anyways, my low probably was, I've had a great week. My low was
perfect.
Friday's practice was just like my kids were just getting injured left and right. And
his girls.
Yeah. My team.
It's so cute. He comes home and he's like, yeah, my girls.
Well, I mean, we're a team, man. I'm just. Anyways. Yeah. So that was just kind of sad.
His smile. Yes, he loves his girls. And, sorry, I'm feeling chaotic today.
Yeah, that's okay. How about you?
Right, high and low. Honestly, my high was going to be something else, but I babysat.
That's such a good high, actually.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was the easiest thing ever. The baby was just asleep for 3 hours, and I was like on their couch. In this gorgeous part of
Did you post that on the Insta?
Where was I? Greenpoint.
Yeah.
Greenpoint.
It's like right off the tip of Greenpoint, like really close to Long Island City. Like you walked the bridge and it was a beautiful walk.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And I made money sitting on a couch. It was quite literally perfect.
And now you have another gig.
Yeah, and they hired me again and she's sending my little flyer to a bunch of moms.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like,
dude, you're going to be a full-time nanny.
Next time it's two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're having a friend over and there's two babies and they're like, yeah, they'll both be asleep. Like, so I want to get paid for two kids. Like, I hope it's
actually,
I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
And that feels greedy, but whatever. That's a great high.
Yeah.
Getting money. Good. My low is right now because I feel crazy and hungover.
Yeah.
Like, so hungover. Specifically, riding the subway, hungover. Like, I almost paid for an Uber, but I could not spend any more money. So, yeah. Wow.
Mm.
And coming back from the U.S. Open, a pigeon faked me out.
That's right.
literally, I thought it was dying, like, on the subway. It's like, it was raising its wing. It was acting like it couldn't fly. I was telling Zave, I was like, oh my God, we have to help it. He's like, Hasina, don't touch a bird. And then the subway comes and just gets up, flies, perfect.
She was like crying.
Yeah, I was literally upset. So that'll teach me to never care for anyone ever.
These pigeons are, they're resilient as hell. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Updates from last time is that, I don't know. Last time was the job hunt.
Oh, did you get the Van Leeuwen thing? You're supposed to hear back.
No, literally.
You're telling me you're not going to get Van Leeuwen?
I don't understand what's going on. Didn't get an email. I had an interview with the ice cream place. He said, the guy who interviewed me was probably younger than me. And he said the two people scheduled before me didn't show up. And while I was interviewing, two other high schoolers were like asking about the job, asking for help filling out the app. Like,
yeah. You better get that. I'd like, be so crazy. I mean, that'd be crazy if they don't give that to you. Only reason they wouldn't give it to you is my guess is because they'd be like, oh, she's probably just going to get a different job somewhere else because you're overqualified here.
Yeah, but it's not in their right to assume that.
I know, but that
assumptions make an ass out of you and I, me.
You and me. You and I. You, me. It's you, me. You, you. You, me. You, me. Office. That was the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates?
What was my last thing that I was supposed to be checking in on? I think my team a little bit. But I think that's the sports segment, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's okay.
I wrote down vibe check.
Five check?
Vibe.
Vibe check. Oh, because our vibes last week were immaculate.
Yeah, I feel like our vibes are good.
I think our vibes are great. I mean,
I'm feeling ethereal with our like lamp.
I know. I actually think that's pretty sweet. We're hoping that this is better video this time. We're just not using the fancy camera.
Oh my God. That was my low.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. 24 hours.
Oh my God.
So
I definitely made it harder for myself, but I knew iMovie was going to crash if I tried to edit, and it did for hours. It just crashed. Okay. Whatever. Whatever.
Any hoozles. Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else other than sports.
Go right into it.
Sports?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, the Hawks, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Let me specify.
Yeah. The Seattle Seahawks had their last preseason game yesterday.
And they
kind of shat the bed. But, I mean, we're talking third strings. Although Jalen Milroe played the whole game, I didn't see anything out of him that was extraordinary. I actually saw three turnovers that were inexcusable. So
is that our QB?
It's our backup.
Right. I was like, no, it's the other guy.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's been clean as hell. He's an absolute sexy beast. And for the record, Seattle's spread for their win-loss ratio this year is 8.5. So if you're listening and you're a sports bettor, bet on the over, because I guarantee you we're getting, I need some wood. I guarantee that we're getting over 8 wins this season. The fact that they think that we're not, we had a rookie head coach last year and we went 10-7 with Geno Smith. Sam Darnold's an upgrade.
Do you always say wins first?
Yeah, always. It's 0-2. Okay. And then ties are third. So if, technically, the reason I bring that up is because for our preseason, we went 1-1-1. We tied.
Who did we tie with?
Las Vegas with Pete Carroll, our old head coach, and Geno Smith, our ex-quarterback.
Because we can read them.
We probably should have beat them in that game, to be completely frank, but that's okay. It's a very... Anyways, so that's the Seattle Seahawks. The Nighthawks. Woo! We've got our official 19 team. Whoa. I mean, tryouts were great this week. We absolutely grinded. I could see the improvement. The head coach said that this is the most physical they've ever been in anything ever. So I take that as a compliment. They're working really hard. But like I said at the beginning of this, on Friday was our real first practice day. And the girls were, we literally had 9 injuries of the 19 players. 9 injuries. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but you said some were just like...
They were knocks. Some were just like simple, maybe like a day or two repairs, but like some weren't. And the girls were crying. Like it was like they were just mentally and physically absolutely drained.
Well, so, yeah, they've had 3 days of like, what's 4-hour
tryouts.
What's the type of tryout she was running called?
Oh, like the beep test, the mile, T-test? What are you talking about?
You called it a name before.
The type of tryout?
Yeah, she's running it like a...
Oh, like a combine.
Yeah. That sounds scarier. That sounds more intense than...
Well, we kind of did just because, I mean, we were doing T-tests, we were doing lines, we were doing all sorts of different... You know, 60, the 20 meter, all of those. So we really were running it as a combine and we got great information.
Zave's awake.
Yeah. That's about it for sports. I don't think
No, we have our fantasy football draft tonight.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry about that, everybody. 14 teams are locked in and paid. Everyone's draft order is set. And in exactly 12 hours from this moment. Exactly 12 hours from this moment, we will be drafting our teams for the future of this year. Very big moments. I've been doing many a practice drafts.
I'm winging it.
Oh, dear. I feel great. I'm picked.
That's not true. I have notes and a list and an order, and I've practiced once. So,
do you know your draft pick? What are you?
8.
Okay. And I'm 11.
I like my spot.
Out of 14... I wish I was a little deeper in the lineup. I wish I was like 13, 14. That'd be great. But
really?
I'll take 11. Yeah, because the snake is really nice.
Yeah, you know? But 11's not that far either. You'll get a top.
But it's just far enough where
when it goes someone back, you're screwed.
Someone will snag the person in between my 11th and the next turnaround.
Mm, yeah.
It's just far enough. And then
I like mine. I'm in the middle.
Yeah, it's not a bad. 8 is not a bad play for you.
Especially because I just want to be mid. I just want to be able to do it.
If you can make playoffs this year, I would pee on everything that we own.
What will you buy me?
If you make playoffs?
Yeah.
Why is it all about buying?
Because I want a present.
What about like a nice back rub?
No.
I'll buy you a t-shirt that says, I made the playoffs.
No, I want, what do I want?
You go ahead and think on it.
Yeah.
You got to make the playoffs first. So
that's going to be my update.
What
next
you
week.
Want.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I want.
If you make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, we talked about biking. That was fun.
Mm.
And Zave and I went to the U.S. Open.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which is a sport. Come
that
on now.
Sport. That is a sport.
It's fan week, which means it's like a free week for all the fans to go in and like, you watch players practice. There's some qualifying matches happening of like lower ranked people. And then in the evening, you can buy tickets to see like higher ranked people.
Oh, you buy them
play.
There to see the higher ranked ones?
Yeah. So okay. Like there was like a mixed, there's mixed doubles that happen and it's like famous people and like celebs go to that. But they were like millions of dollars.
Is this the one
on
where
Tuesday
they're
night.
Like mic'd up?
And yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Where they're like actually having a fun time playing doubles.
Yeah.
That is fun.
But it was so fun because Zave is a big tennis guy.
Big tennis guy.
Like he said if he would have started earlier, he like would want to do it in college. Mm-hmm. That was so cool. And so we got to see like really famous people like Skinner and Coco Gauff and Ben Shelton. Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I know.
I love
you got
him.
Many of videos of him.
I love him. But yeah, Zave's not on the pod right now because Leonard, the last sports thing is that Leonard's going on a retreat with his soccer girls for 4 days until like Thursday night when Zave leaves.
Right.
And so before Zave leaves, we're going to like do a little bonus ep and talk about what we did.
Tune into that one.
Sibling week edition.
I will be tuning into that one because I will have not made it. I'm excited to see what you do on your side.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay, my internship updates is that there's nothing. I was supposed to have a meeting with Dr. Walden, but
Now, who's Dr. Walden, for those who don't know?
Right. He's my advisor from UOP. Mm. And he's great. He's great, but he's going on sabbatical. Well, he's now on sabbatical. So my three emails that I sent him trying to reschedule our meeting did not get answered because he's on sabbatical.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And then he sent me an email and was like, I'm sad we didn't get to meet today, but it's okay. Your paperwork looks good. Sign up for your unit and I'll see you in January.
Oh.
Email Dr. Shao if you have any problems. And I went, oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess this, I mean, of course I'll email him if something like, or, and Dr. Shao if like something bad happens, but yeah, I just got sent into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when Zave leaves, I actually need to practice guitar.
Yeah, I kind of start grinding. Although I started practicing, I was able to jam this week too. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, the updates are there are none, but I'm trying to get a job. Whatever. On to snacks and sips. We don't have a lot because
we've been doing very good financially. Okay.
But also not because now we're out of groceries and we have to go buy them.
I'm working really hard on getting food stamps, but it is so slow in New York.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so slow. I have to go through. Is that this week that I had to do all that? Yeah. Okay, so that's my low. I had to sit and wait on hold for over 5 hours just to get someone to tell me that there's going to be a judge that's going to view our profile to overturn the rejection because they made an error. And so it's going to take months. It's going to take months. So we're going to be piss poor.
Yeah, and I was talking to my friend Abby, who has lived here for a bit. She went to Fordham for her master's and soccer. I feel like I already said that, but whatever. She's who I was out with last night. And we've known each other since literally second grade. Okay, backstory. Anyway, she's been here from like college and then now living and she's working. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh shoot, I just lost the name. Every meal. I'll get it from her. But her mom sends her these like meal boxes so she can like make the meal. It's like
HelloFresh.
Yeah, it's like HelloFresh, oh, but sure. Cheaper. And she said that when she gets a box, she gets coupons for like free ones. So she's going to give us some so we can get like,
we could get like box. 200 free boxes at HelloFresh if we wanted to.
Why?
There's so many discounts for those. Like,
maybe we should.
I mean, we can, I guess.
I don't know. Part of the thing I was going to talk about in culture shock is grocery shopping.
Yeah.
But like Abby and I had a full in-depth conversation last night about how it's actually crazy. It's so expensive.
So expensive.
The fruit's not good.
No.
Out of stuff like in a day, it seems like, even though you bought it. That like it. Yeah. I don't know.
Honestly,
we need to figure out a budget or something.
I think we need to start doing math on how much we spend on groceries and then see how much it costs to just go out.
Yeah. Honestly.
Because at this point, if we find happy hour every day, Monday through Friday, it's probably cheaper. Yeah. We went up to Tasty's. Ooh, that was really good. Tasty's Diner. This is still on six snips and snaps.
He can never say this. Snacks and sips.
Snips and snaps.
Oh.
Tasty's is the diner on Ditmars, not far from here. Like, we just walked. And we were sharing.
We took Save.
Yeah.
Had a huge breakfast.
It was a great breakfast.
Because yesterday, the boys were hungover.
Yeah, it's true. We stayed in and played some Rocket League, and that was pretty fun. But we also drank all of the rum, so we had to go.
That's actually my other high. I love that my brother and boyfriend like each other and hang out.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We had a great time. We also made some music last night.
Like, I could cry.
You
it's
are.
So cute.
I could see it welling up in her
cry.
Eyes.
It's just so cute.
$40 for a handle of Captain, though. I mean, that is ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, I keep going back to, we go to this like liquor store that's close and I get the $5 bottle of wine.
That's awesome that you can do that because.
And honestly, I think my tolerance is changing and I'm loving it because.
You're not drinking as much. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds so bad. I'm about to go without drinking for 4 days. No wonder. That sounds so bad.
No, we're not alcoholics.
That sounds
it's
so
like,
bad.
Don't worry.
We're okay.
Don't worry. Also,
sorry, Mom. I know right now she's singing. Oh God, that's what she just said. Oh God.
Yeah, Nana, don't listen.
Oh Jesus, she would kill me.
No, I've already committed to a dry September though. So
yeah, I could join that. I'd be into
because I wonder how much our financials are going to change with that too.
I guess, yeah. I mean, we're not going to go out to have drinks, which is pretty much where most of the money goes.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Anyways, snacks and sips.
Ooh, I did a Too Good to Go on snacks and sips. I went, got some pastries.
Oh yeah.
I got like 8 pastries for $4, which was really good. But they were all really healthy, like filled with spinach.
It just means they have spinach. They're like spinach wraps.
It's spinach and tomatoes. So I froze them for preparation.
The horror.
Yeah, and it's fine, but like. I was hoping for like some croissants and stuff. That's what you get. That's what you get, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the really cute place Abby took me last night. They had like fried pickles and really good drinks, and it's really close to the Met. So she said she likes going there and then going to Met date night because you're like a little tipsy and you like.
That's cool.
Can't remember it. That's
Met date night, like the museum.
That's what we went to when it's open. Late on mean Friday
like it's a late. Wait, it's called the date night? Like yeah. Called Met. So you take your date or you meet somebody there?
I don't know. Whatever.
Whoa. That's kind of fun if it's like a meet and greet.
Solo date. No, it's not like set up meet and greet. No.
Okay.
Anyways, I wanted to say
how cool would that be though? Be like walking through Egypt and be like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Can I get your number?
No.
What's your name? Can I get your number?
Stop it. That's like, no. I went to a coffee shop on like Monday and did a bunch of stuff. The forms I had to send that I forgot about. Whoops. I just love that coffee shop.
Which one?
Oakwood. No, Oakwood.
The one that's like wood. Like it's filled with wood everywhere.
Yeah.
On 24th.
Yeah, and they like roast their own coffee, but it was cool because the guy next to me was editing a wind quintet video.
Ooh.
While I was like,
I love that,
editing our podcast.
couple of editors being editors.
I wanted to shout out that everyone's using this app called Belly. Ellery convinced me to get it, and then now like everyone's been talking about it lately, but you can like add your reviews of like where you went and things. And I found this other app. Thank you, TikTok. Oh,
like you share it with your friends. It's like a social media of reviews.
It's like a Yelp, but cooler.
Okay.
Apparently. And I found this other app where I'm going to put my debit card in it. And basically, you get money back for eating places when you like go through the app.
Wow.
So we will be doing that.
Yeah.
I
also had coffee for the first time in a long time at the diner. And I literally couldn't get it off of my lips. Like, it tasted phenomenal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I woke up or anything, because I don't think it works for me like that. But I thought ADHD. It just tasted phenomenal.
ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, my 4-sugared
coffee. Was it 4 sugars? You put 4 sugars in that?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why I thought it tasted good.
And a little milk. That's how I take my coffee.
Yeah, so there's sugar and milk with a little bit of coffee.
No. Sometimes I don't need the milk.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Anyways, Leonard also hosted karaoke at the Pomeroy.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Or he like shadowed. I shadowed. And he's going to host in a little.
In like a month. I have my first gig in a month.
And I think we're going to go tonight.
Yeah. Right before the draft, though. So we're going to go for like 45 minutes and then we're going to go home. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Or we draft at Pomeroy, no, but it'd be a little annoying. Yeah.
I can't do that. I can barely do Pomeroy. And the last snacks and tips, because this is taking forever. Last night, we like ended the nightcap. I'll talk about where I was in like a second, but we ended at this bar called Attaboy.
Attaboy.
And it looks like a nondescript, weird LES building, but it was like vibey and cool inside.
What's LES?
Lower East Side. Come on now.
What?
Lower East Side.
Lower East Side. Oh, well, see, I didn't even know that. How are our viewers going to know
Oh,
that?
Right. I forget we're not just, like, talking.
Yeah. I didn't know LES was... I know Lick, like, Long Island City.
No, that's LIC. You have to say LIC.
Yeah.
And LES, Soho.
What does Soho stand for? Because I think of Southern Hollywood, because that's what I lived with. But I don't know what Soho stands for in New York.
I totally know it. I just don't want to tell you.
You don't. Sorry, Mike. If Mike's listening, he made the comment the other day that we made a couple wrong statements and he was laughing.
Really?
Yeah, because like I was saying the wrong
thing. What do we do?
Like we say, we take the sub. Oh. And that's like weird. And then like Eugene Theater. It was like Eugene O'Neill Theater. There's a few things.
What are we supposed to say? The subway?
I think just the subway or train.
I keep saying train and people are like, what?
Yeah, I feel like it should be train. I feel like they should just know that I'm not obviously taking the LIR.
Take the tube.
Yeah, that's not going to be it.
Okay.
That's not going to be
Hi, everyone. Just want to say a big thank you to a few people this week. First of all, Alex sent us some money. Thank you, Alex. And Tim and Terry did too for some pizza. I'm going to use that. And we've been getting some Amazon registry items sent to our front door. And now we finally have a full set of guest towels. So don't even worry. You can come visit. If you want to join in on all this fun, or maybe help Hasina get another drunk slice, I would really appreciate it, as I'm Hasina. And you can just Venmo me whenever at Hasina T. Thanks. Bye. What I'm trying to finish saying is that I went to Attaboy, okay? And we are getting, like, helped by this waiter who also was the bouncer. I don't know. Host? Whatever. And they were like, what do you guys want to drink? No one's talking. I go, okay, a ranch water. The bartender. Whoever's taking our order is like, okay, well, I just want to let you know that every drink in here is $25. So I could make you a ranch water, but the vibe of this establishment is to like get a feel on what you like to drink. Then we make you like a personalized cocktail based on that. And I went, okay, so I like tequila.
And strawberries.
And the girl that we met, bless her heart, she was like already kind of gone, and I'm like not mad at her. She was like, no, you start, and like pointed at this guy. And then he's like, okay. And so the waiter just like ignored me for a second until she got to me. And then when she got to me, I was like, yeah, tequila, fruity. And she looked dead in my eyes and she said, do you like strawberries? And I went, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I clocked you.
She
said,
read
you like a book. And I went, okay.
I feel like the eyes were up and down on that one. Yeah,
No, it like didn't sound like that. It was very just like.
Yeah, no, I know you like strawberries.
Because right afterwards, I was like, can you tell we're young and haven't done this before? She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Whatever. Anyways. Moving on, but also same vibe, is that Frankie and Mike took us to Annabelle Basin.
Oh my god, that was this week.
Which was, and to Hunter's Point, no. Yeah, wait, there was another bar we went to. Was it called Hunter's Point?
I don't know.
It was fun.
That's your job.
I know. I wrote it down, but it seems wrong.
I'm sure Mike's
text
gonna
us,
let us
yeah.
know.
Or like.
You go ahead and text us, Mike.
Whatever. Anyways, it was so fun. We took the ferry. We met them at their house, and then we took the ferry,
yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, the ferry is super.
We need to like just
really
sit
beautiful.
On the ferry.
Yeah. Like you just rip on a big ass boat like down the river. Like,
yeah,
it's awesome. It sounds a little lame the way I just described it, but it's way cooler than that.
Okay, and we went on the ferry, and then they brought us like. A little drink on the ferry.
Yeah,
it was a
nice.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Then we saw, I think it's called Gantry Park. No, that sounds wrong.
I don't know enough. It's where the Pepsi Cola sign is.
If I wasn't hungover, I would
City.
Be sure, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyways, yeah, it's a monument.
Mm-hmm, the Pepsi
Landmark?
Cola sign. Landmark, yeah.
Landmark.
They can't take it down. So all these like fancy buildings just have a perfect view of the back of
a Pepsi
Cola sign.
But it was cool. It's like a really nice park.
Really beautiful.
Might take Zave there. We might ferry.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Because also the library there looks freaking amazing.
Really cool looking library there. And like they still have the, I don't even know what it's called, but like the old mill thing that You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mike gave us the whole lore, but yep,
they have like concerts there. Actually, my friend Jamie, who's moving here, I think.
It's going over there.
No, I think they asked me if I was close to that point, and I said kind of.
Yeah. Not really.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, we started walking through like nondescript buildings and down this path that was like, where are we going? But then we got to this beautiful, like on the water place that has like five things on the five things on the menu.
Yeah.
Cute drinks, like just sun, water.
Like just us pretty much.
Perfection.
It's beautiful. Should be on the pod, on the Instagram.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on the Instagram.
Our August highlight, but also it'll be posted.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But it was like really weird because you're walking through like a loading dock street, like around a bunch of warehouses. You're like, where the hell am I going? But then in the distance, you see a Porsche. So you're like, oh, okay, there's something down there. Then you just turn into this weird gate and then you have this beautiful spot. It's really lovely.
Yeah. It was perfect. And then we also went to this other place and there were so many dogs.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
It's a really cool brewery. Like it's a brewery. Like bar thing. And we also passed by a place that has a bowling alley and a bar.
Yeah. It's like really a bar alley. It's a barring alley.
It's a barley.
Barling.
A barling. A barling.
Oh my God, I can't take me seriously today. Okay. That high and low EQ is about to be crazy because I'm moving my mic. Okay. Yes. Talked about babysitting. Perfect. We're on to artsy fartsy.
Ooh.
We're just cooking. Okay, basically, what I wanted to tell you guys that from last time is that we went to the Met with something called the Culture Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Which I used my library card, and you can just reserve a spot, and it's a free ticket.
Yeah.
And so it's actually amazing, but I wanted to take Zave to the Frick Collection, which is like this... house, whatever, this man owned a mansion and it's still set up like his home, and there's like historic on the Upper East Side though.
Oh, okay.
He like lived near the park, but it's like big house. Cool. There's no phones allowed except in like his like garden area. Mm-hmm. And whatever, the point is we can't see it when he's here because they open tickets a month in advance on Mondays, and all the Culture Passes are taken already.
Right.
Literally awful. So I'm going to try and get a New York State ID so that way I can go places for free as well.
I need to get one too.
Like, we need to get on that.
Yeah, we definitely need to get on that.
But the Culture Pass is so nice. We're going to go to the Natural History Museum the Cloisters.
We got to go back to the Met. We only went to the rooftop. We didn't even really explore the Met.
No, we got to
We sat in one little minuscule section of a massive museum.
Yeah, Lennon wants to go in like the Catholic art section. Come on now.
Well, I mean, goddamn, I felt like I learned so much of it when I was a child. Might as well like look at what we learned about. Like it's there. It's literally there.
Yeah, I want to see. Ooh, and Abby just showed me this museum. It's called the New Collection, NEUE. Mm. And it has, my mom's going to know what this is, but it has the like the yellow painting of the man and the woman hugging. Maybe it's called
That's
the Kiss.
In your house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not the real one.
Let's be real.
Yeah. And that'd be nuts.
Yeah. I saw it on like Abby's night. We have to go there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
The other thing is that I signed us up, or you might have gotten an email. I already got one back, but I filled out a form to play in a community orchestra.
Oh, yeah, I did. Did you fill it out already?
We have to
do an audition, though.
I don't know.
We have to send some video is what it is. Mine said you have to send a video in and then fill out the form. But like just any video from any time.
Perfect, because she emailed me. I haven't read it because I was past that point.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully they let us play.
That would be so cool.
It's not too far away. It's in Jackson Heights.
Yeah, it's probably just, it's not bad. Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights. Yeah, so that's fun. Also, I verified myself for the 30 under 30 for the New York City Ballet.
Wow.
Which means for select performances, they're only $30.
That's awesome.
Because we're under 30 years
30
old.
30 under 30, baby.
More cities should do that.
Yeah, I agree. That's super cool.
Because I need to go see me some ballet.
Yeah.
I'm itching.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, I waited in Central Park for 7 hours for hoping to get free tickets to 12th Night, the free Shakespeare production that's happening every night in the park. I literally woke up at 3 a.m., thought I should go, but then I was like, no, no one will be there at 3 a.m. Jokes on me, they were. Jokes on me.
In New York City, don't sleep.
I got there at 5:40. The line was already wrapping around the outside of the park.
Crazy.
Because the park doesn't open until 6. They opened at 6 and we walked in. I met this like cutie girl who went to USC and like we were right by each other in line.
Yeah.
And we sat there. I napped. I read. I made friends. This really nice mom that was like one up before me. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick and find some coffee. Like, do you want any? She, like, got me some coffee. It was just great community. That's other people from New Zealand were, waiting there. Crazy. They're there for, like, a week. And so they were, like, trying to see
it. Spend a full day on your week trip to New York in a line.
Yeah, but it was kind of great because we were, like, in the shade, in the park.
I mean, yeah, that's why it's not your low. We got to see
the no leash before 9 rule.
Oh, that's so cool.
Dogs were everywhere.
Yeah, that's so fun.
And it was so cute because these dogs like have their morning route, and so some of them know each other,
right?
So they would run up to each other and just start playing, and then the owners would be like, oh, hi so-and-so, like, how's it going, blah blah blah. Oh,
so cool.
The dream.
Yeah, that's
the dream.
Nice. That's nice.
Like these two chocolate labs like made a play date in front of me. They're like, okay, we'll come over at 5, and then they like went their separate way. Yeah. Oh, it was literally perfect.
That's awesome. And then I also jammed. I went to the Astoria Soundworks, which is an actual like studio, like jazz, rock, whatever studio. Hung out with Steve and Brad there. And we just spent some hours just piano, vocals, drums. We had a PA system in a really sweet ass studio and just rocked it. It was really, really fun. I plan on doing it all the time, constantly. Yeah. I miss jamming. I miss playing the bass. I miss playing the drums. I got better at playing the drums. I used to not be that good, but I feel like I was actually doing pretty damn good.
Okay.
Maybe I just needed to take a break.
Oh my God, last night, the new friend I made why am I blanking on her name? That's okay. Privacy. She's the first because she's on my Instagram, so I'll just look later. But anyways, she was talking about her lacrosse boyfriend and then living in the city with him, and I was like, oh yeah, like, and Abby was like, no, Hasina's like married, like they're living together, like she lives, and she was like, oh my God, like did you meet at school? And I'm like giving the backstory. I'm like, yeah, he was also a music major, and mind you, me and this girl had like bonded over our love for acapella.
That's a weird one to bond over,
but she gets it. She gets it. And she was like, oh, like, what instrument does he play? And I was like, oh, he's a percussionist. And she was like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
That's just what like, does it for you?
Just the reaction. I was like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, percussionists most time are hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like every time someone says percussion, they always roll their eyes because they think we're just obnoxious, like a trumpeter.
No. I dated a trumpet player, though. They are not the same.
They're obnoxious.
It's not the same.
It's kind of funny that you actually know me for as like a percussionist, because anytime someone asks me what I play, I just go like, it's whatever. It's just way easier to just say like whatever.
The wooden flute, actually.
I actually do have that. Should I whip that out?
No.
Are you sure?
No, keep it in.
Are you sure?
Keep it locked away.
She does not like that goddamn flute. I bought it in Greece.
I just can't.
I love it.
He spent like 30 minutes in this flute shop, and I went in 3 times. The first time he was holding a tiny flute, like so packable.
The progression of it was pretty
funny. Second time, it was like medium. He's like, I think I like this one better. He walks out to come find us. He has the biggest flute I've ever seen.
All right, just a really quick, really quick. What I was looking for is Ludwig Göransson does Mandalorian. And he's got this big ass recorder and it sounds so good. And so I just wanted a flute because you could do a lot of cool stuff compositionally with a flute. I feel like there's a lot of cool things you can do, like in the back end, like reverb, whatever, doesn't matter. And I also use a flute in a lot of my stuff anyways. But so I was like, I'm going to get one. So I grabbed the smallest one, whatever, get the next one. And then as I was buying the medium sized flute for only like 10 more euros, there was this big ass fucking flute in the corner. I was like, how much is that one?
So we're literally walking around, and then I'm at my wit's end because I'm so hungry, and Leonard's playing his flute in the street and Zave's dancing, and that's when I knew, like, I...
We also had a couple drinks in us then, too, I believe.
I can't with them.
That was very fun. Still in the artsy conversation, so I feel like we were okay there.
Yeah, lore. Leonard lore. Culture shock. I guess my artsy fartsy, I can also talk about the party. Yeah, I'm focused. Here we go. The party I went to last night was my friend Abby, her roommate Abby's boy she's dating friend's birthday party. Did we get that? So we're like four times removed from this party.
That sounds great.
The roommate's boy? Went to Penn with this girl whose birthday it is. Okay. And the girl also knows this other... I kept saying Penn State last night, not Penn State.
It was just Penn.
Penn.
Yeah.
Penn, the Penn, the Ivy Penn. Okay. I said Penn State and Abby laughed so hard. I was like, whoops, my bad. Sorry. What was I saying? Okay. Yeah. She went to Penn, this birthday girl. She also knows this other guy whose parents moved out of their three-story high rise in Soho to go live somewhere else, and they're just letting their kid live there. It's maybe the most gorgeous place I've ever seen. Like, had a whole glass enclosed library with like a grand piano. Like,
no way.
Actually,
that's the dream.
Crazy. The backyard had like tiers.
Wow.
The back balcony with like a view. Yeah. Insane. Anyways, everyone there went to an Ivy school. Okay, so we show up. We thought there were going to be like 150 people. There were not. There were like 40. Everyone knows each other except me. And thank God, Maya.
Are you wearing masks during this?
No.
What was the mask then?
Well, the theme is masquerade, and Abby and I met these two girls, Jasmine and Maya. And Jasmine has been roommates with the birthday girl for years, so that's how she knew. And Maya is Jasmine's friend, so they're like in it, and they all went to Penn, so they like know these people that are there.
I understand, but where did the masks come into play?
Basically, Jasmine said that Kat, the birthday girl, has been trying to throw a masquerade for years, so she wanted to do it for her birthday, and they had like masks and fans there, but no one's wearing them.
So you took it all off.
Literally, we walked in with it off. Like, I did not wear it.
Oh, wow.
I did not wear it. But it looks great. I have great pictures. Whatever. What was I saying? Oh,
I have no idea.
That's where I was last night, and it was...
I'm just letting you go.
And it was so fun. We, like... Meeting Maya and Jasmine was good, because I don't know if Jasmine clicked with me, but Maya and I, we see each other, and they were normal, and then they helped like introduce to like other people that would come up. But like, of course, the girl who knows acapella is gonna like vibe with me and be fine. But they're going into culture shocks. I was talking to Abby about this.
Oh,
but
okay.
The like, this is just, I don't want to sound mean. That's why I'm like stopping.
I see. You're being delicate with your words.
Yeah, but it's not mean. It's just like factual. I feel like the ego difference is...
With Ivy League people?
Well, not only that, but just like some people I've met, like not any of like Abby's friends, and like not really anyone last night, but there was this one girl that came up to me with this other girl, and the second girl was really nice. I was like, oh yeah, like how do you know everyone? She's like, oh, like my friend went to Penn, and I would like visit her sometimes, so I know some of these people. I was like, oh great, like where'd you go? She's like, yeah, Harvard. I'm like, oh, so what are you doing in the city? She's like, oh yeah, I'm just working for this like AI tech thing. And I was like, ugh. But whatever, we can go into how I hate AI later. But then this other girl came by, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, did you go to Penn? She's like, no, I went to Yale. And I was like, oh, okay, perfect. And she said, where'd you go to school? I said, oh, a tiny private school in California. She was like, oh.
Yeah, I could see that coming a mile away.
I just can't. I don't know if it's like an ego thing. I don't know if it's that, like, in this side of the world, or maybe just this city or this environment, like, it's cutthroat to the point that people have to be fake to, like, make it. Like, we have to put on a persona to do it. But, like, the amount of times Abby and I were called chillers after saying we're from California, or, like, this girl's earring fell out, and so I took out one of my piercings and gave her the earring back to it because I'm a nice person.
It was nice.
And she was like, oh my God, like, you're so real for that. Thank you. Like, blah, blah, blah.
So real for that.
And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like the vibe of people over here is a little fake. And it's hard.
I do feel like you're hanging out with...
I know, I'm with Ivy League. Like, I understand.
You're putting yourself in situations where those people will be
fake. I understand it. But, like, also what... Like, what else are you supposed to do? Like, not make friends?
No,
like,
you're good. I am with you. I'm just saying you might have to raise your pool a little bit.
I don't know. I think... Anyways, we were talking about how it spans, like, further than just Ivy League trust fund kids who are here for the summer.
Right.
Some of these, like, they're adults. They're working. And they're my age. So, like, how is that different than someone else? And on that note, I joined this app that is, like, basically Bumble Friends, but, like, NYC based. It's called, like, some, I don't know what it's called, but I'm, like, scared to go to a hangout because I just feel like the girls are gonna be, like, the judgy. Same. I don't know. Basically, this is all just me complaining that I don't have friends, but I love that Abby is here. But then Abby was saying how she's, like, ready to leave the city already, and I was like, oh. So there's that. Sorry, I just, like, ranted.
You just threw a bunch of words out there.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I just came to, and that was a lot.
Yeah, I could feel you waking up, and that put me to sleep.
Okay.
Not what you were saying, just your energy. And then I was just...
I don't know. The culture shock is just, it's just the personality difference. Like, I don't...
Sure.
I'm just... Maybe it's good. Maybe it's going to teach me to be more for myself.
I think you already have been. You've made some very large strides. I think for me, it's just like it's impossible to bike in the city, I feel like. It's really hard. Unless you find yourself a spot. Or if you're biking in the street, you're probably going
to
get hit by a car.
When we go back to biking. Guys, I hate biking.
Yeah, it's too bad because I really enjoy biking.
I don't like biking and I don't like kayaking.
I could go without kayaking. That's fine. I don't like water.
Yeah, thank God you're not aquatic.
I am not an aquatic guy. I'll drown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Did you do it? You good?
Yeah, that's all we have.
What do we have to look forward to?
I'm coming.
We get to tell everyone our fantasy football teams next
week. I'm coming in and out of clarity with my mic. Yeah.
Next week, we tell everyone about our fantasy football teams, which I'm really excited about. I have camp I'll talk about next week.
Yeah.
I'm just
eager to not cut you off. I'm trying really hard.
You're doing a great job. No, you go ahead.
I just want to say that I love getting mail. I wrote that down to say.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I've gotten some letters.
Yeah.
And I love opening mail, and I'll send one right back. So if you want my address, text me. I'm not going to say it.
Probably
to the
not
world.
In the public. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, though, we have an Amazon registry.
Oh.
Because we finally posted our apartment tour.
Oh.
And if you feel like something's missing or you want to help add something we know is missing, we have an Amazon registry because
That's
right
awesome.
Now we're using a sound blanket as a picnic blanket.
That is
so
true.
Like, I don't know, give it a look. It's linked.
Okay.
It's linked on the Insta.
Can we throw in what's the stuff that you put once you drill in a hole in drywall and then you fill it with putty or whatever when it's done, I'm already starting to worry about moving out.
Yeah, I can't with him. Don't listen to
Never
that.
Never mind. Just cut that out.
Yeah, the anxiety is it's not real. Happening.
I woke up this morning like that. I woke up thinking, oh shit, I wonder if we're going to get our deposit back.
Right.
And we're not even in 2 months in.
I woke up thinking, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom. So the difference is crazy. Last thing is that I also want to say that we love pod feedback. Like if you want to hear something, if you love something, people are like, oh my God, I love listening every week. It literally makes my day when someone tells me they like this.
No, I mean, to be honest, we're putting in a lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're journaling all the time and it takes a lot of time to edit all this stuff. So when you say that stuff, it's reassuring. It feels nice.
Yeah.
And we get to keep doing it. You know, so thank you for doing that. I mean, I get a lot of joy out of that. Every little mini Venmo or big Venmo or Amazon wish list or just a text is great.
Like someone was like, did Leonard compose the intro? I love it. And I was like, yeah, he did.
Yeah, dude, like that hit me home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, perfect. I probably should have mentioned that I got a couple music gigs and stuff that I got to finish.
Yeah, you have work to do.
I have a lot of work to do, actually. I am not doing good. Soccer is taking up all of my time as of right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's end it on that because Leonard came home from first day of tryouts and he was like...
Just died.
No. Well, we've been napping a lot this week. That is true. Because I've been, you know, doing nothing all morning and then getting tired.
Right.
But Leonard came home and was like, we're eating dinner. I made bomb baked potatoes and corn. It was literally so
really, really good.
But we're eating dinner and he was like, I can't wait to go to sleep because then I can wake up and I can go play soccer
again. It's like Christmas.
And then I can go to bed and then I can wake up and do it again.
Like legit. I mean, it's like I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this.
And I was like, oh.
I'm just having such a good time.
I'll go and be like, yeah, I think they're like really starting to listen to me.
It's true. Like we're hanging out. It's fun. They're laughing at my weird silliness. But then like when we need to lock in, they lock in. Like I'm getting respected, but also like not too harsh. I feel like. So it's just like a really nice, we're in a really nice spot right now, I feel like.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great note to end on.
Yep.
I'm going to go lay down.
Yeah. I'm going to edit this. But thanks for listening. Keep following the Instagram, repost it.
Sorry, I just like moaned in the mic. We need to stop. Love you all.
Yes. Thanks. You have to do the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do the thing.
I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.